News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jason Byinski, Mayor Brian joins us this morning. Thank you for changing your schedule around. I know you had a conflict on Wednesday, so coming in today. But I know also you do want to make some comments, certainly. First, let's discuss maybe some information yesterday that people might have heard that is not exactly accurate. We want to clear up. Folks, let me overarch. This has to do with the two questions that the voters from the city of Bryan are going to be able to vote on November 8th or before, having to do with changing the parkland designation in the area that's municipal golf course right now, and then discussion about maybe they would buy Briarcrest. So we had Mike Sutherland in yesterday. Mike was commenting on some different things, and so I know there's some things we need to clarify.
Good morning, Scott. Hey. How you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about. I think a couple of things that were mentioned by Councilmember Sutherland yesterday in regards to having a contract on file with the city attorney's office, you know, to purchase the property as soon as it's made available is misinformation. I've got an email here from our city attorney. There is no, I was surprised to hear that too. I haven't seen a contract either. There is no contract. We have no contract that we're sitting on at City Hall. If the voters vote to dispose of the municipal course, at that time, whenever that happens, whether it's, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or 2 months from now, it would be publicly bid. So there's no sweetheart deals done under the table, anything of any sort. It's a parkland. It'd have to be publicly bid by law. There is expressed interest over the years. There's been a lot of expressed interest since we've talked about doing something with it. But we have no real estate contracts in-house of someone that's wanting to buy it at this point. Neither does the Bryan Business Council, any other entity affiliated with the city of Bryan. So those are false information. And that's why I'm here today. I appreciate you allowing me to come in. I was visiting with Young Professionals of Aggieland Wednesday morning. Enjoyed visiting with that group, but wanted to come in and talk a little bit about it. I'm not necessarily here to talk about my viewpoints and how I'm going to vote and what I'm going to do with this deal, but I just want to make sure that our voters are educated on what has happened in the information that's out there. And you know, I get a lot of questions, Scott, and of why are we doing this now? Why is the timing to put these propositions on the ballot? Well, there's been folks talking about doing something with municipal since as long as I can remember, even before I came on the city council. And there's been folks talking about buying Briarcrest for several years. It officially came on the market this summer. They hired a real estate broker. They put it on the market. And we had a lot of people approach us about, you know, why didn't the city of Bryan take a look at purchasing that, upgrading the municipal facilities to the Briarcrest facilities. We've got anywhere from $3 to $5 million that needs to be put in the Bryan municipal location. So, you know, in looking at those numbers and knowing that we can probably buy Briarcrest for less, it made sense that we pursue that for the voters that want to look at, you know, upgrading to the Bryan.
Well, what is that $3 to $5 million? What is that $3 to $5 million supposed to be? How are you supposed to be
using
that?
A lot of it's deferred maintenance, future mm-hmm. capital improvements on the property. It could be irrigation, redoing some of the holes and the features, bridges, maintenance barns. There's a lot of things that need to be done out there. It's been pushed off and pushed off for many years, and I don't think people would disagree that you know, there's a lot that needs to be done out there. So before we go and spend $3, $4, $5 million on improvements out there, it made sense that we look at Briarcrest again. You know, so we started negotiating that process. The council decided we'll put it on the ballot. We'll let the people decide if we should buy Briarcrest. But in the same sense, we need to dispose of the other course to do so. We don't have secret piles of money lying around City Hall. We're still trying to figure out, you know, how we'll pay for Briarcrest if we purchase Briarcrest. But it was important to the city council that we put it up to a vote. And the people need to understand that if you're in support of buying Briarcrest Country Club, and we're hoping to have that thing wrapped up under contract here in the next week. They have countered us here a few weeks ago. The city council pretty much agreed to their counter with a few small tweaks to the contract that are like closing dates and option money, that type of things. Nothing, in my opinion, that would be a deal killer. So I think the main points, highlights of the counter were accepted by the Bryan City Council. So we're hoping to have that under contract so we can at least put that on the table, Scott, and let the people know that Briarcrest Country Club is attainable. So the golfers and all the people that support moving over to Briarcrest will at least have an opportunity to see that it is under contract and that it is feasible. And if the voters say we need to buy Briarcrest Country Club and they're going to allow us to dispose of the municipal course, I'm voting to buy Briarcrest Country Club. So I'm going to do what our bosses and our constituents tell us to do on that deal. And that's why I didn't want to make that decision. I wanted to put it on the ballot for the voters. But we're hoping to have that under contract so at least the voters will know that it's we've been serious in negotiating those deal points.
So let me ask some questions here. It's a two-step process in that, first of all, you're asking the city of the voters of the city of Bryan, do they want to remove the parkland designation of this piece of property? And one of the things that really hadn't been discussed a whole lot is council had asked for and received, I think, in 2008, recommendations after a study was done by a company out of Austin that said the highest best use for this, and this was in 2008, the highest best use for this land is a golf course, that it shouldn't be leased, that it shouldn't be sold, it should be a golf course. The market's not gotten better in a lot of ways since then, so why would you, first of all, ask them after the city has spent money saying the highest best use for this land, the Muni, is the golf course that it is now?
Well, tell that to all the folks, interested parties that want to do other things to Briarcrest, I mean, to the municipal golf course. You know, I'm sure the highest and best use of that land on the west side of town where the Health Science Center and the Biomedical Corridor is today was probably vetted for something else back in 2008. Things change, populations change, ideas change, and we're growing on that west side of town. I mean, we've had the Health Science Center look at that location. Blinn College has looked at that location, not here recently. They have looked at it recently. They looked at it back before they looked at the Villa Maria location. So there's been, we've had grocery stores, retail centers, residential centers that have looked at it. The city council for many years has been trying to revitalize and redevelop the South College Corridor. You know, it connects downtown Bryan to Texas University. That is probably the largest tract of land closest to the A&M campus. There's a lot that could happen out there if that were to redevelop. That money, the proceeds that would come from the sale of that property, has to go back into parks and recreational activities, new parks and existing parks. You have my word as the mayor of Bryan. I've talked to the city manager, Keene Register. We've had this conversation. Another false rumor out there is that we're going to reduce the O&M budget of the Parks and Recreation Department, and we're going to take whatever money we receive from the municipal sale, and we're going to just put it into, you know, economic development projects or roads and sewers. By law, it has to go back into parks and recreational functions, and we're going to have something to show for that. We're talking to these voters day in and day out. We're talking about building water parks and peewee football fields and soccer fields and Little League baseball fields. If that money's going into something else, we're going to have a big problem there politically. That money is going into parks and recreation. There is cheaper land than the municipal golf course property that we can go and easily replace that property with. We can buy more land than 117 acres. I think it was mentioned that the land on the west side of town is too expensive. It's one thing I know a little bit about is real estate prices. Right. I think $10,000 to $15,000 an acre will buy you all the land you want. Not necessarily in the biomedical corridor. We're not going to put a park next to the Health Science Center, but all up and down 2018 is available land. The city of Bryan through Bevisma has about 25 acres off of 2018 and Sandy Point Road in that area there.
Okay. Well, that's right. Now, why does Bryan even need to be in the golf course business? Briarcrest is not a private club anymore. You could hold on to the parkland designation, close the golf course, just make it a park, maybe develop a portion of it, leave some green space there, and if people want to go play golf, they can go play golf there or at any other of the private public clubs around.
And that is definitely an option, Scott. Briarcrest is privately owned. They pay taxes. They pay good taxes. I think about $60,000 a year to the city of Bryan. Utilities are running probably in that $20,000-$30,000 a month range. So the city of Bryan does make money off of Briarcrest Country Club. They're a wonderful taxpayer to have. They are open to the public. I think there's a lot of fears out there that that facility will someday be private again. I don't see that happening. I think the board members and the equity members of Briarcrest, they know how to run a business. They know how to make a profit. And by opening up and making it semi-private or semi-public, however you want to call it, was a smart move by the board to bring in some additional revenue. We've got two other private country clubs just in the city limits of Bryan alone and one in College Station. So there's a lot of competition in golf. But if that's why we're putting it up to the voters, for the voters to decide. It is available. I was told here just the other day that Briarcrest is now more affordable to play than the municipal golf course.
Well,
so that's another option.
For all the things that we've talked about, how $3 to $5 million would have to be used to upgrade the Muni, why not just close it? Why does the city of Bryan need to be in the golf business at all?
Well, the city council at any time can close down the municipal golf course. We can't dispose of that land without voter approval. We can decide to change the use of that park. We can make it frisbee golf. We can turn it into little league ball fields, water parks. Of course, we'll need to find some money to do some of that with. We can just mow it and have it as green space if the voters chose. Because there is a public course available in town for those to play. There are a lot of people that are sentimental with that location. My grandmother lived next door. I grew up on that course and in Williamson Park also, so I understand where the golfers are coming from, and it is a great course to play, particularly if you're a novice golfer like myself. But there is a lot of potential for that location and for the redevelopment of that area. If the voters so choose and allow us to do something else with the property, doesn't mean that some of that can't remain park space. All of the Williamson Park, Aston Recreation Facility, and that lake is not even on the ballot. That's not part of the 117 acres. That remains. But we could have additional green space there, do other things with it. Maybe we make a 9-hole course. Maybe we sell off some of the frontage. I mean, there's a lot of combinations of ways we can develop and do stuff with that property. It hasn't been discussed at this point. We've got to cross one bridge at a time. And, if the voters so choose and they say, tell us to, that allow us to dispose and do something else with it, then that's something we'll look at and find out what would be good for the city of Bryan in that location. And again, any revenue that comes from the sale of any of that property, we will put back into additional parks or redoing existing parks. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. I've had a lot of people approach me about water parks and other athletic complexes. So, when they'll be put in all parts of town, and like I said, looking at acquiring other areas, but by no means will we reduce the Parks and Recs budget and just use that money for something else. It's going to be put back into improving the park system. And again, at the end of the day, there's definitely the potential to have more green space and acreage in our park system. I think Councilmember Sutherland and other advocates for this park have mentioned we're going to lose a sixth of our parkland. Well, no one's looking at what we can gain and what that money can be used for. That doesn't include if we purchase Briarcrest. That's 125 acres. So we're already a positive acreage there in our inventory. But that money can be used for other resources in parks and recreation, and it'll have a lot to offer. So I'm excited about the potential there. But again, no contract. The money will be used for parks and recreation. It's important that that the voters do understand that if you are in support of Briarcrest Country Club, it's a moot point if Proposition 1 doesn't pass. One other thing, in addition to the upgrades, we've got all this information online at bryantx.gov and on our cable channel, Channel 16. We haven't been making money on the municipal course. I'm not saying we should make money on it. It is a park, and people will advocate that, our parks aren't money centers. But I think it's important that the people look at the financials and look at where we're at. I think we lost probably about $400,000 plus over the last 7 years.
Well, no, but Jason, they need to also understand the city of Bryan entered into a really bad contract. Last 4 years has been a bad contract. I think you have to agree. Number two, a lot of money spent on golf courses.
The last 4 years has actually been run by the city of Bryan, but we've
got the contract that you had. You used
previous.
To make money, then you ended up paying a vendor to do this. That was a bad decision. That wasn't your counsel necessarily. So, Bryan, I understand you're saying it's losing money, but they need to understand an accurate picture. They entered into a bad contract where they got there. Anyway, we're out of time. You can still vote, obviously, early. You can vote on the 8th, on November the 8th, and then the information is on the City of Bryan website. Thanks for the time
this
morning.
Thank you for allowing me to
Jason Byinski, the Mayor of Bryan.